a building to take them into the future. I'm Melissa Patrick. A milestone marking a multi-year commitment to public safety was dedicated Saturday in Fredericksburg. Despite a showery start to the day, the sun came out and members of the South Central Fire District welcomed the community special guests along with local and state leaders for the unveiling of the district's new fire station located on the site of the former Fredericksburg Elementary. Assistant Chief Sean McKelvey welcomed everyone and introduced Fredericksburg American Legion Post 651 and the Central Ohio Emergency Services pipes and drums for the opening ceremonies and flag raising.
The flag we're about to raise is a symbol of the same values this station represents: duty, honor, and country. At this time, I would like to ask everyone, if able to please rise and turn towards the flagpole as we welcome the Central Ohio Emergency Services, pipes and drums, and the members of the Fredericksburg American Legion Post 651. They will lead us in the raising of our flag for the very first time over this station, followed by the playing of our national anthem.
For the land of the free.
Following the dedication prayer by Lieutenant Ken Troyer, McKelvey shared that the planning for the new station started around 6 years ago.
It was in early April of 2020. While the rest of the world was retreating indoors, our department was looking forward. We knew our existing station was tired, and we knew we were outgrowing our footprint. We began discussing the possibility of renovating or even adding on to the existing station. I'll be honest with you, those first steps, they weren't pretty. I remember looking at those initial renderings, and to put it bluntly, they were ugly. They were cramped, they were awkward, and worst of all, it was only going to be a temporary fix.
After talking about history and forward progress of the department, the decision was made that they did not want just a temporary solution. And so, after establishing both a building and fundraising committee, they began to share the vision with the community, telling the story of why it mattered. Then, in March of 2023, the committee came to the community and asked if they supported the station and if they would help pay for it through a capital campaign. McKelvey then introduced State Representative Meredith Craig, who presented a proclamation on behalf of the Ohio House.
What makes today especially remarkable is that this station was built entirely through your community support and donations, without a single taxpayer dollar. That is something everyone involved should be absolutely incredibly proud of. This project also says something important about the South Central community. You're a community that values service, hard work, and neighbors helping neighbors. When there is a need, people here step up. And even more importantly, this shows you value and support our first responders and firefighters. Our first responders serve selflessly and run into dangers when no one else wants to. We are grateful for your professionalism, sacrifice, and commitment to protecting our communities every single day.
Next, Wayne County Commissioner Jonathan Hostetter shared greetings and said that this is a testament to what a community can do.
We as Wayne County Commissioners, we're here to say, wow, Fredericksburg community stepped up to the plate, and we want to commemorate that as well. This is an awesome celebration when this whole community rallied together. It's Fredericksburg, it's Franklin Township, it's Salt Creek Township, thinking a little bit of Holmes County, correct? This whole community has rallied together and said, this is the need. Your firemen come and serve you on your day of your need. They said, hey, we have a need. We need a station, and you guys answered the call, no different than they answered the call when you have a 911 call.
Fredericksburg Mayor Joe Chubb shared that it was an honor to stand there to celebrate the community at the unveiling of the new station.
This is more than just a building. It represents a commitment to safety, innovation, and the well-being of every resident in Fredericksburg. First, I want to take a moment to acknowledge the hardworking volunteers of the South Central Fire District. You put your lives on the line every day to protect us, and today we recognize your dedication. This new facility, equipped with modern technology and resources that will enable you to serve our community even more efficiently. As they unveil this building today, let's remember the significance it holds for our firefighters and emergency responders. They need the best tools available to face the challenges of fire and rescue. This facility will enable them to enhance their skills, prepare for emergencies, and uphold the highest standards of service.
Fire Chief Josh Martell thanked everyone for gathering to support a truly significant milestone in the community, the completion of their new fire station.
This building is not merely a structure. It stands as a powerful symbol of our collective, collaborative readiness, commitment, and steadfast promise to serve and protect our community. As we celebrate this achievement, let us remember that it is not just about bricks and mortar. It's about what we have accomplished together when we unite for a common purpose. From the moment we envisioned this fire station, our goal was to create a facility that prioritizes safety, efficiency, and effectiveness. Every detail has been meticulously planned to ensure that it serves not only as a workplace for our firefighters, but also as a welcoming space for all of you, the community we proudly serve.
Martell then shared his thanks for everyone who helped to make the project possible, including the late Mark Weaver of Ivan Weaver Construction.
Mark's commitment and passion for this project, which got it off the ground, were instrumental in bringing us to this moment. His legacy is woven into the very fabric of this station, and we honor his contributions. Our fundraising committee, made of Jonas Yoder, Raymond Yoder, Willis Schwebaugh, Nelson Miller, Lamar Hosteller, Ken Troyer, and Rustin Scheller. Without your dedication and persistence, this wouldn't be possible. You took time out of your busy schedules to see this project through. We are grateful for your hard work and belief in our vision. Our building committee, made of Sean McKelvey, Greg Scheller, Jason Hosteller, Wayne Hosteller, Ivan Schwebaugh, Wes Miller, and myself. It's hard to believe that what once was chicken scratch on paper turned into official plans and then to this beautiful building we have here today. The completion of this station should bring you great joy knowing your hard work will pay off for years to come.
Martell added that as fire chief, there are few things more rewarding than ensuring the safety of the community.
After a long and challenging incident, seeing everyone return home safely brings immense satisfaction. However, today, I find myself filled with even greater pride as I share the exhilarating news that this entire building, a $3.2 million station, is 100% paid in full through donations, a remarkable achievement that underscores the power of our community. Thank you.
After concluding his remarks, Martell officially opened the building for tours, signaling that the station was indeed open for business and to the community. The Holmes County Retired Teachers Association recently interviewed students from Highland and West Holmes High Schools and is proud to announce the recipients who will receive the PM Graham Family Scholarship for the 2026-2027 academic year. The scholarships are awarded to students who will be attending either the College of Worcester or Kent State University or one of its branches. This year, each recipient will receive a one-year scholarship of $3,000, with $1,500 sent each semester to the schools. These scholarships have been awarded every year since 1985 by the HCRTA, and graduating seniors from these schools in Holmes County have benefited. This year, there are six students who will receive this scholarship. Highland recipients are Chloe Beach, Chase Koblenz, Jalen Immel, and Yevgeny Antonuk. West Holmes recipients are Jared Gurley and Owen Neville. The Holmes County Sheriff reported for yesterday no accidents, 8 incidents, and no arrests. Despite high gas prices, a lot of people are planning to travel over the upcoming Memorial Day holiday. AAA is predicting a record-breaking number of domestic travelers for Memorial Day weekend. The organization says it estimates 45 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles between May 21st and May 25th. Over 3.5 million are expected to take to the skies to reach their destinations. AAA is reminding drivers to prioritize safety on the roads and to make sure they are prepared to pay for higher gas prices. Yesterday, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine held a press conference to announce his choice to fill the remainder of Dave Yost's term as Ohio Attorney General. Andy Wilson, who currently serves as the Director of Public Safety, will assume the role of Attorney General on June 8th following the departure of Dave Yost. Yost confirmed his resignation effective June 7th to join the Christian legal group Alliance Defending Freedom. Wilson will serve in the role for roughly 7 months, but will not be a candidate for election to that office in November. Wilson has been in his current role since 2022 and has a 25-year successful legal track record. Assistant Public Safety Director Benjamin Suver is his likely successor. Ohio's Attorney General has issued an opinion regarding whether Lucas County can lawfully end its investment in an Israeli bond, something pro-Palestine activists have been demanding for months. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost says Lucas County could be violating state law if it ends its $5 million investment in Israeli bonds. That is, unless the decision is based on financial risk, not politics or ideology. This comes after a county advisory commission voted to recommend the county disinvest from all foreign holdings. Pro-Palestinian activists have pushed county officials not to reinvest in the bond when it matures in December. Yesterday, police in Bucyrus were on the scene of a barricade situation that began Sunday evening. The suspect, who was barricading himself inside of a home, was shot and killed. The police chief says that officers were first called on a domestic dispute, and when they arrived, officers saw a man inside wearing body armor and carrying a firearm. Police say law enforcement attempted to negotiate, and after several hours, the suspect, identified as Paul Desmoras, said he had explosives and fired multiple shots at police. The chief says the suspect was shot and explosives were found in the home and contained. The police chief says that no officers were injured and there's no threat to the public. And finally, the Beatles are returning to one of their iconic sites with a new fan experience in London. Apple Corps, the company founded by the Beatles, announced yesterday that it will open a 7-floor attraction at their early headquarters in 2027. The building is where the album Let It Be was recorded, and the rooftop was the site of their last public performance. Fans will have access to the rooftop, studios, and extensive Beatles archives. Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr expressed excitement about the project. An opening date has not been announced. Interest in the Beatles remains high, with several biopics in production. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM.